For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
You know what that means, boys and girls?
The Devils! Settle!
Goodbye and good night. Bang!
Hey, Rest Friends, what's up? My name is Edie.
And my name is Teddy.
And you're listening to a brand new episode of the Rest Friends podcast. And since the last time that we've been on Rest Friend, a lot of things have happened in AEW, yeah. In WWE, in life.
In life.
You and I were having a conversation of like, you know, how we're doing and stuff. And life is really lifing right now, Rest Friend.
It really is. So much so that we had not seen each other since before Christmas.
Yes. So we literally, before we recorded this, we exchanged our Valentine's Day presents and our Christmas presents. It's been 3 months. Since we've seen each other. I mean, we've seen each other because we've like streamed when we do the podcast, yeah. Which this version is just audio. So sorry if you guys were expecting something on YouTube, but today's not the day.
Oh, you think they wanted to see our cute faces?
Could you imagine? They're like, oh, we've been waiting. We've been waiting a week and a half. And, you know, we need to see if they cut their hair, how they did their makeup, what they're wearing. So sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What, I look the same.
Same. What slideshow we were going to have prepared.
That's true.
I think people look forward to the slideshows now.
Okay.
And those are doing very well. So thank you guys if you watch us when we do stream on YouTube, because I think we get more people watching when it's like streamed.
Yeah.
So shout out to you guys.
And I really enjoy them.
Yeah. So. And they're so much fun because we do get to interact with people who are with us watching live. So I think that's really, really fun.
Yeah.
But today was not the day.
No, absolutely not. We both saw each other and realized right away, like, you know what? I think we just needed to see each other and that's it and catch up.
Yes.
But today was definitely not the day for the both of us to be on.
To be on camera.
On camera.
No, we took an executive decision yesterday when we were voice chatting. All right. We're like, what's going to happen? What are we doing? And yeah, so we're going to talk about AEW. Well, is there anything you want to tell listeners about your life now, Rest Friend, before we start off? You know, want to start off with a little bit of chisme?
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't really think right now I can think of something to talk about. I'm sure throughout the show.
Well, something will pop up.
Something will pop up. I'll go where they see it. But no, Rest Friend, how about you?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting a little busier at work. So that's kind of like
Is that a good thing or a bad change?
I guess it's a little bit of change of pace because like, you know, today I don't have to go to work, so like today's my day off.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have things to do for work, which I'm like,
that's not a day off. No.
So, you know, I'm waiting for a vacation, which will come when I go to WrestleMania.
Right.
But then I feel like I'm going to be so exhausted because we're going to be like going and going. Because like we've experienced that with All Out when all of our friends are here. Like we have our itinerary and we're like, all right, we have this time. We have this 30 minutes that we can go home and take a nap or take a break. And then we're back at it again and we keep going. So I'm ready for a little, that mini vacation.
Oh, I'm so ready for you. April. I'm sure it's different because you're in a different city, in a different state. So I'm sure it is more tiring. But I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited, Rest Friend. I'm going to be voice chatting you, chismeando, be like, Rest Friend, guess who I saw?
I'll be waiting for those.
I'm very excited for Mania. So I guess we'll start with the WWE. I know we said we were going to start with AEW. But the only thing really in WWE that I want to talk about that's happened recently is the Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. And that's the women's match. And I guess I didn't know how to feel about it when I was watching it. Or like, you know, just the match card. But I was very impressed. So the women that started off this match were Naomi and Becky, which I'm like wonderful to start off the match because Naomi, we just got her back.
Mm-hmm.
So really excited to see her back in the ring. And I think Becky was my favorite to win the match, even though Bianca was there. And, you know, Raquel, I didn't think she was going to win. Liv Morgan also didn't think she was going to win. But Tiffany Stratton being in there from NXT, I'm like, okay, game changer.
Yeah.
Something a little different. Love to see it. But she was released. Well, she was the first release from the chamber, and I thought she did fantastic. Her athleticism, I think, is something that is really needed in the women's division right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that she got called up from the main roster, I didn't watch a lot of her in NXT.
Yeah.
I think the only thing, I think I saw her once and then another time when she had her match with Becky, and I didn't even watch that full match. But people really are on such a high with Tiffany, and I saw why in the Elimination Chamber. And I'm like, okay, I can get behind Tiffany Stratton. She's got an amazing swang tong bomb. Like,
yes, I've seen that.
Incredible. So I'm like, Jeff Hardy, love to see it. What an influence. Yeah. Generational man.
Yeah.
What did you think about, you know, Becky ended up winning. So do you think she was the right choice to win the Elimination Chamber?
You know what, Rest Friend? I don't follow up with WWE like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So to be honest with you, I feel like my opinion wouldn't even be not that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I've seen so much of Becky. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm tired of it. Yeah. I'm not, because I think that Becky deserves everything that comes to her, all the good things. But I feel like it would have been nice to see someone else win. Mm. That's just how I feel. But again, I didn't see the match. So I'm not even sure if like what's it called? Like, if that's how it worked.
If that's how it went out. Yeah. No, it was... That's the only match that I really watched from the Elimination Chamber. Because I'm like, I honestly don't even care about the men's match. Like, whatever.
But wasn't this early in the morning?
It was at 5 a.m. So right. I didn't watch this till the next day.
Oh, okay.
So I try to keep away from Twitter. I was like, I don't want any spoilers. This is not going to ruin my experience. But the women really just... really went out there. Something that I noticed about Raquel that I did want to talk about is, you know, she had been missing action for a little bit because she got, I don't know what it was, if it was like a sickness or something that's just temporary. I don't know what it was.
Oh, I saw that something happened to her skin. Yeah,
something
right?
happened to her skin. And sorry for not having that information on me, guys. I told you it's not that day. But she showed up at the chamber, which they had been saying on commentary that it was like 100 degrees over there.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't wear makeup. And so she came down the ramp. She didn't have any makeup on. And I'm like, oh, my God, something's different. And then I was like, oh, my God, she's not wearing makeup, which could absolutely be like a reason because of that, the skin thing that happened. Because when you put something on your skin and it like it's going to irritate it, like it's going to be insane. So I really applauded her for that because that takes guts.
Yes.
Absolute guts to go out there in no makeup. I don't know. Like, I think a while ago, WWE did a, whatchamacallit, like a photo shoot. And I think Bianca was in there. Rhea, do you remember? Yes. They did like their makeupless photo shoot. And I'm like, that's really, really great because it's really something that does need to be talked about more. Is like, why is it not acceptable for women to show up just without makeup?
Yeah. I feel like people that don't wear makeup or don't know how huge that is. Just because as women, like when you wear makeup, especially them that they're going to be on TV or like that night, that day on the pay-per-view, you're coming out in public. And you always, they always come out in makeup and in their outfits, right? And it's, how do I explain it? You're covering... makeup makes you look different.
Yeah.
Okay. So not wearing makeup, I applaud her for that. Like you said, because it has to take a lot when you're used to coming out with makeup all the time. And it changes. It makes you look a little bit different. I'm so sorry. I cannot find the right words of what I'm trying to say right now.
And I totally get you because for me, like I'm very insecure without my makeup. Yeah. I always try to leave the house with makeup on. That's just because like I'm still not comfortable with my skin. And like sometimes I struggle with a lot of redness.
Yeah.
So I like, to me, that's like, I'm so insecure about that. So I'm like, oh my God, are people looking at me? Like what's happening? Like, so I will always either like do my eyebrows and my foundation, like at the minimum to go out unless I like really don't care.
Yeah.
But to work, I always wear makeup. To events, I'm always wearing makeup. And that's because like I don't feel comfortable in my own skin. So to the fact that she came out there, I was like, that takes balls.
It really does. Because it's not only you. You also know there's going to be people out there being like, oh, you know what I mean? Because
they're so used to seeing you. Yeah,
they are so used to seeing you with makeup. Some people would probably even say like, that's not even professional, you know? Because, no, and I feel you, Rest Friend, because I'll have my good days and be like, damn, my skin looks really nice. But if I dare try and take a picture, I'm like, wait, that's what I look like?
Like, nope, never mind.
And I can't go out without makeup either to like, an event.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we go to, like, a wrestling event, we always got to get ready. I can't imagine going to a show without getting ready because you want to feel good about yourself. And that's what makeup does. Makeup makes you feel good about yourself. So I definitely applaud her for that, too, especially with having a skin concern, right? You would think that you would want to cover that up even more. But no, she's like, well, she she thought about herself first, and mm-hmm. that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I applaud her for that. It literally takes so much guts, and it's very relatable. Like, women who don't wear makeup, like, sometimes they're scared because, you know, what happens if you get to work and people are like, oh, well, you look tired. Yeah. Like, no, I don't look tired. I just didn't wear makeup. Like, and it should be okay that I didn't. And it's some tedious thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. makeup can take you 20 minutes to an hour to do, yeah. depending on, like, your routine, depending on your skin prep. Like, yesterday... example, yesterday when I went to work, I guess overnight, like, my skincare, I like mixed two things that shouldn't mm-hmm. have mixed, and in the morning, like, my skin was burning a little bit when I washed it with, like, my face wash, and I was like, this is kind of strange. And then I was putting my makeup on, and, like, under my eyes was, like, burning a little bit, and I'm like, oh my god, like, this burns, like, but I was like, I'm not gonna take it off because I have to go to work.
Yeah.
So I was, like, in that makeup all day, uncomfortable, yeah. because I just couldn't show up to work without makeup. Like, yeah. it was not happening. So, moral of the story, I applaud Raquel for that.
Yeah.
Same. Regardless about how I feel about her. Yeah, just really, I think it was a good example. And it was like 100 degrees restaurant also.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, at least we know that out of all the girls, she was the most comfortable. Because yeah. I can't imagine wearing makeup in 100 degree weather. Mm-hmm. And I know that 100 degree weather in Australia is different from when, like, here in Chicago, mm-hmm. it's 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be different.
It's got
to
be more humid. I picture it more hot.
I honestly feel like it's probably drier. No, it could be humid, right? Because it's basically like a huge island.
Somebody who's listens... who is in Australia. Let us know, guys. Let us know.
How's the heat out there? I heard it's brutal. I heard Australian heat is brutal.
I heard there's spiders over there, best friend, like in the yes. trees.
Best friend, they have fucking dinosaurs. There's this bird. I don't know the name of it right now, and I'm not going to look it up, but I'm not going to look it up on Rude. But there's this bird, best friend, Google that they it, have like over there. That looks like a dinosaur. Like, it definitely could have. It definitely came from, what do you call it? Like a dinosaur line, yeah, or something. Yeah, it
was definitely prehistoric.
100% best friend.
That's interesting.
Australia's scary. Kangaroos fight back.
Okay. I mean, I think kangaroos fight back anywhere.
I'm saying, but like, there's a bunch of kangaroos over there. You know what I mean? And they fight. So it's like, they be squaring up, best friend.
That's wild. I'm like, there's some places that are on my bucket list to travel. Australia has always been one of them. Sydney in particular, because they have their opera house or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, that'd be so cute to, like, just on a boat and, like, to see everything. But then I started seeing videos of, like, it rains spiders and, like, there's cobwebs everywhere. And I'm like, man, you know, you give and you take a little bit with everywhere that you visit, right?
Honestly, yeah.
Because I went to California, like, earlier in the year. And my cousin, she's probably like 12 or 13, right? And I'm like, oh my God, like, it's really nice over here. And she's like, yeah, it's nice. It just shakes a little. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, it just shakes a little. Sometimes there's earthquakes. And I'm like, oh, that's not, I can't say that in Chicago. Like, it just shakes a little. Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, you grow up in getting used to, like, what happens over there. Because, like, here, we're used to the cold, right?
Right. People think our colds are brutal.
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's like, we're used to it. We bundle up. We're fine. But I'd rather be in the cold than somewhere where it shakes a little.
Yeah.
Or where it rains spiders. So, you know, visiting is kind of more... I don't think I could ever move to Australia.
No. Hell no. I'm even second guessing even ever visiting Australia, to be honest. No, I know I would love to see Australia. It would be very nice. Mm-hmm. But...
Crazy. Another place on my bucket list is Hawaii. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. Because when I was little, I watched Lilo and Stitch, and I fell in love with Hawaii, and I fell in love with Elvis. That's why I love both of those things so much.
Yeah.
Because of Lilo and Stitch. And I've always said, I want to go to Hawaii. But I know that people who live in Hawaii are like, you know, they try not to have people visit.
Yes.
And if you do visit, it has to be very, very well planned out, because you're trying to stay at, like, the local places,
yes.
The local hotels and, like,
I'm places so glad that you're talking have. About that. Yeah.
So, I like when, if I ever do go, that's how I want to do it. I want to look into, like, okay, where the
to help the locals.
Yeah. The locals there, not stay at a, you want a Hilton or something.
Right. You want your money to go to the locals and help the locals. Yeah. I'm so glad you're talking about that, friend. Because when people talk about going to Hawaii, I'm like, you know they don't want us there, right?
Yeah, they don't want us there. Yeah. But like there is...
There's ways.
There's ways to do it. And I feel like a lot of people just go and they're like, oh, it's for the aesthetic, go for the pictures and stuff. But like, no, like I want to experience. Like, and as cheesy as I keep saying, it's like Lilo and Stitch. Like they... It literally made me feel like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And like, I need to go there and experience there, even if it's just for a couple of days.
Yeah.
But I think I would love it if I go there. I honestly think my future husband's over the restaurant.
Oh.
I've always thought, I'm like, man, I feel like maybe a nice man would be over there, like owning a restaurant, like by the water. Like, I don't
know.
Look
at you.
Maybe at night he's like throwing fire. I don't know. So
that is so cute. And you're never going to know unless you go restaurant.
Exactly, restaurant. So when are we going? That's the question.
Oh my gosh, Hawaii. No, you're so right. That does sound beautiful.
Yeah, even if, I'm telling you, just like 2 or 3 days, a nice little escape. Oh, we got to go to a luau.
Yes.
Restaurant. And then you get like the little lays. I'm here for it.
I'm so here for it too, restaurant. If you don't mind me not ever getting in the water, I'm so here for it.
Restaurant, I'm barely going to get in the water. I can't swim.
I don't know how to swim either.
Period.
And... like
I'm thinking about the Barbie movie with when Ken is like, oh, that's my job. I'm just beach. Like, that's my job. And the guy was like, no, but what if there's somebody in the water? And he's like, well, even if there was, I'm not, I can't save them because that's not my job. Period. That's me. No, we are 100%. Ken. We just beach.
We're just beach. We're literally just going to be on the sand under an umbrella.
Yes, we're not qualified to rescue anybody. So... I'm not going to risk it.
And after all I've been hearing about all these, what's it called? These, like, jellyfish and all and stuff coming up to the shore. People are getting, what do jellyfish do?
Stings?
I didn't want to say bite. I know that would have been the wrong term.
That's why sometimes they do. Who knows? We've never been stung or bit by a jellyfish.
No, that's true. Yeah. I don't know anything about jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Restaurant, that's so scary. So I'm like, I'm definitely not getting in those oceany waters. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Not me.
But okay, Restaurant, that is so really cute. I hope you get to go to Hawaii.
Thank you.
Sooner rather than later. And I'm so glad you're doing it the right way. I'm so proud of you. I'm literally tearing up a little bit.
Thank you, Restaurant. Oh, so kind, Restaurant. I'd love to see it.
I want to go to Japan. But I know it shakes over there, too, so...
It shakes in Japan?
It shakes in Japan, restaurant.
I did not know it shook in Japan.
They be having the craziest earthquakes over there, pobrecitos.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I did not know this.
You ever trying to imagine, like, Japan is a little island? Mm-hmm. Or, like, a big island?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like... Can you imagine how scary?
You literally could tell me anything. I don't know anything about geography.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody said there is a... Because I keep forgetting the world is a globe.
Right.
And we're actually very close to Russia in distance. There's an island that's like split in two, and one section is owned by Russia and the other one is still part of the United States, and they're only 2 miles apart. So technically, like, we are 2 miles apart from Russia.
No,
and that shit is wild to me because I'm like, a 2 mile walk is like my college to like where I work.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's like one, but I'm like, that's too close.
No, you're so right. It's when you think about how things are connected up there on the globe.
Yes, up there. You guys are here for a geography lesson today.
I know my north, east, south, and west, okay, but I don't know how else to explain it.
I know them sometimes. Because I know like where they are direction-wise, but sometimes if you put me outside right now and tell me where's north, I'm just going to be like up. Or in front of me.
No,
like,
I get what you're saying.
Right?
If you put me outside in the street right now, mm-hmm. I'd know because I know where we're at. But if you put me somewhere I don't know where I'm at, uh-huh. I absolutely cannot tell,
like,
you what's north.
Do I look up at the sun? Like, what's... Yeah, what if there's no sun that day? What do people do before compasses? They looked at the sun. That's how...
What if the sun's hiding? Like, period. There's clouds.
I don't know.
No, I need someone to teach us... I need someone to teach us this because, best friend, what if we go to Hawaii and we get lost?
Period. We're just going to be like, the water's over there. If there's ever a pay-per-view in Hawaii, best friend, nobody's going. Nobody's going over there.
Nobody's going with us.
Nobody's going with us. We're going by ourselves, okay?
They'd be like, we don't want to hang with them. They can't. They won't survive. Mm-mm. No, I won't survive. I always say that if there's ever an apocalypse or just anything, I tell Sergio, I'm sorry, babe. I have to stay behind because I will slow you down.
Stay behind.
I will slow you down.
You said you go on.
No, no, yo no sirvo para esas cosas.
I talked to my mom about this and she got so mad because I told her, I was like, Mom, if zombies ever show up, like, I'm calling it. And my brother said, too, he said, I'm calling it. Like, why stay? And my mom's like, why wouldn't you fight to live? And I'm like, why would you say that? Live for what?
The trauma? I'm no. Okay. Like, I'm literally just okay.
Kill me now. And I literally said, she's like, anytime that I've mentioned kill, she's like, no. She's not having it. She's like, yeah, we can't do that. And she's like, I'm going to start buying more canned food. Oh. For what? Does she know something I don't? Canned food. I get it, but like, damn. And at this point, like, I feel like Americans are not living long lives, right?
No.
So I say people are lucky to get to like 60s, 70s, and 70s is like when retirement age. So I'm like, people are lucky. If we get a zombie apocalypse in the next 5 years, I'm definitely out. Don't just for real call it.
No, restaurant, because look at, I already have my own childhood traumas that I'm going through right now.
I don't need more adult traumas.
What, I'm gonna be 50 years old thinking about when I survive the apocalypse? Absolutely not. Take me out
because going through the 9/11, the recessions that we've been having, the pandemic, and then you're gonna still throw in just for fun, zombie apocalypse.
No, I can't do this.
And I've also thought about, like, well, it depends on the zombies, right? So, like, if there's zombies from World War Z or from Train to Busan, like the crazy fast zombies, definitely, no. Definitely. But even if they're the Walking Dead ones that are pretty slow, I'm like, that's not fun for me.
No.
And I scare easily. I'm very sensitive.
No, same. Like, if there's a zombie coming towards me, I'd probably freeze instead of, like,
running.
Run.
And I'm not a good runner. I don't have good cardio.
Same. That's why we're saying, just, you know what? Leave us behind. Just leave us behind.
Just leave us behind, Colin. Right. But you know who did have good cardio? Takeshita and Will Ospreay.
Rest at friend.
Revolution. That was insane.
That was an insane match.
How was it watching for you? Because I was sitting on my couch. And my dad had left by this time because he was falling asleep during the women's match, which was very sexist, in my opinion.
calling your dad out.
Mind you, he was tired. He worked that day. So I kept him up till that point. So he was like, I got to go. And I'm like, it's fine. We can watch it tomorrow. So right when he was leaving, they announced Takeshita and Will Ospreay. And I'm like, Dad, I think you got to come back because this is the match that I've been waiting for all night. And mind you, I think the beginning of the pay-per-view was fine.
Yeah.
But I think this one was the one that I knew was going to be a banger. So what did you think about this match?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, from Will Ospreay coming out, and this man was super hype. I don't think I've ever seen a wrestler that hype in AEW. This man looks so happy to be there. And it just brought out so much good energy for the match before the match even started. Mm-hmm. And Takeshita, your man's best friend, who I'm a huge fan of.
Love Takeshita.
Just right away, I just knew this match was going to be great because, we know what Takeshita and Will Ospreay can bring, right, to the ring. I really enjoyed that match. Like, it was really nice.
Takeshita and Will Ospreay, like, I don't know how to explain it. They had really, really good chemistry with each other. So I think this match had a really, like, big match feel. Like, there was a lot at stake. What was at stake? I don't know. Because they're both part of the Don Callis family. But is Will Ospreay really?
Right.
Like, he's really not. So Takeshita has a really good German suplex. And he usually, like, bridges it. Like, he holds it up. Mm-hmm. But, man, it was just really, really good. There was one point of the match where they were just going back and forth. And they were just not letting each other, they were not like selling, which people were very mad on the internet. They're like, oh my God, if you would just sell, it would be such a better match. But like, no, like that's why people got so invested because no matter what, you couldn't put either of them down.
Yep.
And that's what got people excited. I was up off my little couch, rest friend. I was like, like, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was like, Jesus Christ, like it was so good. And I don't think I've ever watched a Will Ospreay match that I've gotten that invested into, even the ones with Kenny, and I love Kenny, but I think this one, I don't know, something about it, just him being his first match in AEW maybe, or the fact that him and Takeshita were just working so well, I thought it was insane.
That is one of the reasons why I'm not a huge fan of Will Ospreay himself, but his wrestling, I just, every match I've seen him in, obviously in New Japan, that man's brutal. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but he can take the brutality from his opponent. And that is one of my favorite things when it comes to wrestlers. The wrestlers that like Rush, that are hard hitters.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of that. And that's both Takeshita mm-hmm. and Will Ospreay. So I already knew from the beginning. I knew that it was going to be a great match. And as we're going through it, and you're right. Like, I was also like, how many times were we like, oh shit, this is it. And no, it wasn't it. They both kept getting up, and I don't know. I thought that was so cool. Once the fans started chanting, like, this is awesome, and like, and to fight forever,
yeah.
I was like, I see why they're saying that. Like, that was great. It went by so fast to me.
Yeah. And I watched it back the next day because I was showing my dad, and I'm like, this is what you missed out on. And he was also like, oh my God, like, you know, I thought he had him. And I'm like, I know you did, but he didn't. Like, well, I really wanted Takeshita to win, but honestly, you know, looking back at it, sometimes you got to be like, okay, I know I'm a wrestling fan, but the smart move that mm-hmm. would be is, of course, Will Ospreay's first match in AEW, his first pay-per-view. How would you not have him win?
Mm-hmm.
And interesting to see that they're having him go against Kyle, someone who's part of his group,
mm-hmm.
Right after he had his match with Takeshita, who was also technically part of his group, right? Yeah. It's just AEW group. I don't know what the plans are for him, if they're going to try to put him in the championship title picture, or if he's gonna go like for a mid-card title, or if he's doing tag titles now that they're open, because you know Kyle's partner is still injured, so they might just team together Will Ospreay and Kyle and have them go against whoever in the tournament for the tag titles.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's so many options.
No, I wonder too, restaurant, because first of all, we have this huge rumor that Okada's coming to AEW.
I want to say he is,
so
like,
oh no, me too,
definitely big business. I feel like he might show up
for sure. But it's like, once Okada is here, Okada and Ospreay have history. So mm-hmm. I also wonder what they're going to do with Ospreay, because, I mean, it's just, it's new talent. It's something different in AEW. So it's like, what I really wonder what Tony has going on, because I don't know what I'm not trying to say that there's too much talent there.
I'll say it. There is.
But it does make you wonder, because, you know, there's other people that have their own storyline. So it's like, where does Will Ospreay fit in this? Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about how many top stars there are. You know, I have no doubt that Will Ospreay is going to be on that roster.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Okada. Sorry, I'm thinking about Will. That Okada is going to be on there. And now you got Ospreay and Takeshita on the come up. You got another big name. And also, like, you just have so many people there who, yeah, are doing things, but sometimes it doesn't make sense.
I just, you know what I wish, Russ friend? I wish Tony would start bringing down, I'm not saying fire them or anything or get rid of them, but stop using people like Chris Jericho as like the Jeff Jarrett as the top guys, mm-hmm. and start bringing, obviously, in people more like Will Ospreay.
Because these are your next generation.
Exactly. Yeah. Takeshita. I know Adam Cole right now is injured. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you have all these guys, Hangman, use them as the top stars that they are. Mm-hmm. Instead of sometimes being like, oh, Jericho, the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. We know that. We've been knowing that. You've been telling us Jericho's the greatest. You've been giving us all these Jericho matches. And it's like, okay, bring in these new guys that you have. And not only these new guys, but these guys that you've been having that are obviously on the top.
Yeah.
That's what I wish he'd do. Like, fucking Ric Flair. Why the fuck?
Why is Ric Flair there?
I know we're going to talk about that later, because, you know, when we talk about Sting, but damn it.
Like, damn it. I'm so tired of this.
I'm tired.
No, because it literally makes sense, right? Like, you know, when FTR and the Young Bucks have their, like, best of tournament,
mm-hmm.
like, that's awesome to see, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to say they also did it against Pac and the Lucha Brothers,
mm-hmm.
where they also had like their best of seven, I think, which was insane to think of, like, seven matches with all of them. That was really like show stopping. And now you're booking a tag team in Claudio and Mox, which mm-hmm. is great, mm-hmm. because Yuta's injured. So you need something else for them to do while Brian is doing his retirement tour now, right? And that tournament, which we'll talk, I guess we can talk about it now before the main event. So Tony, after Sting's match, announced that they're going to have a tag tournament for those titles. So now I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, who are they going to put in there? Because they need genuine tag teams. I don't want them to just throw Sammy Guevara and Chris Jericho in there, right?
Right.
So Claudio and Mox, who commentary was saying during their match at Revolution that they have really established themselves as a tag team now, which good for them because they need something to do. Love them. So if they're in the tournament, great. I need the Kingdom in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not to say that I don't like them, but like I'm not invested in them right now. And it sucks because they really got screwed with Adam Cole getting injured because Adam was supposed to lead that group, right? So Adam not being there, they need to really prove themselves on this roster. And I get it, they're in Ring of Honor. But throw them in there. They're one of the legit tag teams that you have in the roster. So put them in there. And then the Hardys. You can't tell me that the Hardys are not going to be in there. I know Jeff's concussed right now, but I don't know when the tournament is starting.
Yeah, do you know when the tournament? No.
I don't know if they said it. Let us know, guys, if DMs, like when this tournament is starting, because I have no idea. But if it's after Jeff is healed, put them in there. You know, that's a huge name. You got the Hardys. And of course, I feel like not the Young Bucks. But, you know, maybe Top Flight. Top Flight is back. Put them in there.
Right.
I just don't want them to start piecing together people
and
not make it mean anything,
which
I feel like happens a lot in AEW. They just put them together and that's it.
I think especially with the women, they do shit like that, which I'll talk about that later too. But, yeah, I know. I feel you, Rest Friend. I think, to me, like, in my opinion, too much talent isn't the problem. The problem is that you're not using all this talent that you have. You just keep giving us the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I love the Swerve and Hangman stuff. I love it. So, I mean, obviously, I love Hangman, right? But there's just a lot of things happening that we've seen so many times. And it's like, how many times do we have to see it? Why can't we see different faces, different stories? I don't know what they don't get about that back there.
And I think I might say something controversial, but like, how many times are we going to get Will Ospreay versus Kenny?
Exactly.
And not saying that that's bad because they're going to put on great matches, right? But we've seen this match in a variety of forms. And, you know, Jay White is there.
Yeah.
Throw in the Guns in that tournament. The Guns would be great in there.
Yeah.
Also, the Acclaimed. Why not? Yeah. I mean, I know they're trios champs right now, but like, you really haven't been able to see, Anthony and Bowens, Anthony and Max, to just really display themselves. There isn't a clear division, and I also think this is where they would benefit from a roster split, because like, you're telling me if you leave Jay White on Collision, throw Okada in there, and then have the Bucks also on Collision, and then in Dynamite, you're having Blackpool Combat Club, and you're having Hangman, and you're having these other tag teams. Like, these people could really build this division. Like, Will Ospreay on Dynamite, insane, right? And then have them cross over every now and then on Rampage.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And then Mercedes. Where's Mercedes going to come into play with that?
Yeah.
Split them up so people watch all of your stuff.
No, I definitely feel like a Raw versus SmackDown type of thing in AEW sometimes would be great. I know some people are against that. I don't see why. I do think that would be great, especially because there is so much talent and there's more coming. So, what would be better than give the opportunity to your other stars? Like, okay, once Mercedes comes in, what's going to happen to Thunder Rosa? What's going to happen
to Britt when she comes back?
What's going to happen to all these other women? Tony.
Deonna.
Deonna, you know? So I definitely think it would be nice to give some of these people their own home. Like, I'm in Collision, I'm in Dynamite. And that would make it even more exciting because it doesn't make what's going on right now doesn't make me want to check out Collision, you know? And if they did something like that, how cool would it be?
Because you're like, oh, okay, I'm going and I know I'm going to see this person. And then that could play into like, that's why Survivor Series was built, right?
Exactly.
For Raw versus SmackDown.
Exactly.
That could be played into Forbidden Door. If, you know, these people never crossed paths before in AEW, Forbidden Door would be the pay-per-view for them to do it, because if they're separated by Collision and Dynamite, then of course, throw one match in there that's against, you know, AEW versus AEW, but different brands. Like,
I mean, how freaking cool would it be if there was like a Mean Girls type of thing, right? Where there's the girls from Collision and then the girls from Dynamite talking shit about each other, you know, and then they finally meet up one day and, you know,
do you imagine, like, I always go back to that time where we were there for SmackDown getting invaded.
Yes.
Do you remember by NXT?
That was the best.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine, like, we're at a Collision one day and then, like, all the Dynamite girls come out and we're like, oh my God, like what's happening? Or yes. like, it would just be so cool. It's just another element that they could add that I think would only benefit them in the long run. Yeah, I think, man, it would just be so cool. But you have to have the same amount of talent on both.
Yes, of yeah. course. Of course. Because, I mean, especially for a show like AEW, mm-hmm. where they're allowed to do so much. Like, how cool would yeah. that be? Tony, if you're listening, every single time, Tony.
Tony doesn't listen to us. He listens to the podcast, but he doesn't listen to our advice.
Wow.
He's like, he'll laugh. He'll be like, and then that's it.
He thinks we're a joke.
he thinks we're funny. And then he'll laugh at us, too.
He'll definitely laugh at us. I can't with him. Definitely laugh at us.
So let's talk about this main event that happened and Sting's retirement. I didn't watch a lot of Sting growing up.
Yeah, no, me neither.
So
he was, what, WCW? I didn't watch that.
No. And was he ever on Raw or SmackDown?
I don't think he was.
I don't want to say. I mean, I don't know. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I guess I have to look it up. But I've only seen his stuff in AEW.
Right.
And I've liked his stuff in AEW. I think it's, you know, he's just been good with Darby, and I think they did a really good job with his send off. This match was insane, yeah. Literally insane. Yes. We're talking about it in our giant group chat that we have with our crew about how I guess there's a lawsuit in AEW, or some people are complaining that during that match, like, they got injured because of the glass.
Oh,
and here's my thing, right? You know, we've been to indie shows.
Yeah,
we almost get hit with trash cans. With chairs, we get shoved. Like, you know this when you're going to an indie show, but like a wrestling show, and AEW put something up that was like, if you're in the front row, there is a possibility that, you know, you might be in the action, that you could get hurt. You just move out of the way. And I get it. The chairs, we know how those chairs are. They're all stuck together.
Yeah.
But you can get up and move, yeah. right? You know, you're not going to put yourself in harm's way to be on TV.
Yeah.
And not saying that that's what happened, yeah, right? Yeah. But sometimes you gotta move out of the way. And if I feel like now, I guess nowadays with like cameras and stuff, like people wanna be in the action and people wanna know and be there. But sometimes you just gotta move out of the way.
No, yeah, I don't like that, because then that is why we can't have nice things. Like, mm-hmm. you're at a wrestling show. I understand if something would have happened to you that happened in the crowd, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How do I tell you, like, the camera accidentally hit you.
If the Young Bucks were thrown at me and then I was there,
exactly.
Like, and that's also like, hey, it just happened. If a Young Buck hit me in the arm, I'm, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't get out of the
way. But you know what? They give you a couple seconds to let you know they're going to be there. Like, you
te preparan, have time. Yeah.
You have time to move back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I understand sometimes si pasa where they're wrestling and then one of them gets thrown on the other, you know, the other side of the barricade. And they land on like
on a fan or something. Chair, yeah.
But to be honest, most of the time you have time. They know, they let you the know security, they're gonna be in that
the
area.
The security will like try to clear things out, yes. and like be right there.
Yes.
So that's also good on them.
Like when I was from Row 4 All Out, mm-hmm. Security sometimes doesn't even know exactly where they're gonna be because when Max was gonna come out,
mm-hmm.
They just I'm assuming they just clear up all four corners.
Just in case
because they cleared up our corner, so we thought he was gonna come through there. He ended up not coming through there. He ended up coming through your side where you guys were at. But yeah, I think they just prepare everyone just in case. Because, I mean, wrestlers also, they probably don't even know. They probably don't even tell anybody really what they're going to do,
right?
What's
going to happen, yeah.
But yeah, honestly, they give you a little bit of a chance to let you know that they're going to be around there. But in this case with the glass, I mean, come on, y'all. Like,
especially once I saw the glass that was there, I would have been like, oh, damn. Like, I got to prep for something. I got to put my sleeves down or just, like, not move because, you know, things happen. And especially with Darby.
Exactly.
We've seen matches that Darby has outside of AEW, and we know, like, that man's wild. And in AEW, absolutely wild.
Unhinged.
So, damn. But I thought it was a great match for Sting to go out on. I thought the Bucks did a fantastic job.
The Young Bucks did amazing, as always. It was really nice to see Sting, the way he talked about the Young Bucks and mm-hmm. how he chose them mm-hmm. for the match. And he's like, they just make everyone look good. And that's absolutely true. Like, mm-hmm. two people like Nick and Matt having a match with Sting and Darby, who mm-hmm. are different age.
Yeah. Different skill set, different skill type of wrestling.
They grew up in a very different era in wrestling. Mm-hmm. And all four of them made that match look fantastic.
Yeah. It was just, I couldn't stop thinking about, like, man, like, the Young Bucks are so amazing for this because, like, again, they're making them look so good. And when Sting won, when he picked up the win, I'm like, wow, I bet you the Bucks were like, no, Sting, like, we're not going to take the titles off you. Like, you have to, like, this is for you, right? So shout out to them.
Because no, literally shout out to the EVPs because they're amazing. Mm-hmm. They deserve all the flowers.
And people who are talking shit, fuck them. This, yeah, exactly. Because how dare you? Like, you're going to have so much to say about the Bucks. So literally, look at what they're doing. Yeah. Look at what they're doing for wrestling.
Yeah.
This, as Sting's last match, everyone's always going to talk about this. And I thought it was just so beautiful in the way that they did it. Let's talk about this footage situation. Because at the beginning, before Sting entered, there was this little footage that played where he was in a theater. He was kind of watching back his old matches and, like, there's pictures and stuff. And people were saying that WWE did not give them footage to use, right? And everybody was like, oh, well, that's kind of shitty. Like, this is Sting's retirement. Why would you not give them at least a couple seconds of things that they could use? And Sting comes out and he's with his sons, which I don't know what they're doing, but if they want to be wrestlers, they can absolutely try to do that now. Because
especially the one that looks just like him.
Literally the one who came out in the red.
Yeah.
Like, when he flew,
yeah.
Russ Ryan, I'm like, that was height. That was height. Like, the only person that I could compare it to is, like, Montez in WWE. Mm-hmm. That man was up in the sky. Yeah. So I don't know what he wants to do, but if he wants to wrestle, absolutely, I'm here for it. Continue the legacy. But back to the footage. So people were very upset because they're like, well, why wouldn't WWE give them footage, right? A couple days ago, there was a report from Wrestling Observer and someone else. And they were like, well, Tony didn't ask for the footage. It was midweek towards the pay-per-view, and Tony had still not asked for footage. Mm-hmm. So then my question is, Tony, why didn't you ask?
Yeah.
Maybe he had a little bit of anxiety that day. Because I know I'm not one to ask for things. Like, if the waitress is like, are you fine? I'd be like, yes, even though sometimes I want something.
Wow, I have a little story speaking of
story.
Waitresses.
Let's go.
Oh, you want me to interrupt our Sting story? My cousins and I went to have lunch yesterday for my cousin's birthday. And we went, this was in Joliet, and we went to this cute little, like, they have, like, a bunch of craft beer they're known for. Restaurant, and we get there, and I mean, they were really nice from the beginning. Like, the girl that seated us and everything, she's like, I'll also be your waitress, and she's like, so yeah, I'll be back when you guys are ready. And we're like, okay. She took
forever.
A very long time to come back, and we were already hungry.
Yeah.
And we were getting hangry, you know, the three of us. We were like, estamos chismeando and everything, but we're like, okay, we're really hungry. We only had water. And when I finally noticed that she had been at a table this whole time talking to these other customers, I was like, oh, she's been there the whole time, but I wasn't able to tell that it was her.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're like, let's go. We decided that we're gonna walk out, like, we're leaving. And she comes and she's like, are you ready? And we're like, oh, we're literally about to head out. We're like, we're actually heading out. And she's like, oh, is there anything I can do? Like, I'm so sorry, is there anything I can do? And I'm like, no, we're just really hungry, and that took a while. And she immediately started apologizing, and she just kept apologizing, saying she's so sorry. She's like, is there anything I can do? She's like, your drinks are on me. She's like, the appetizers. And we're just looking at each other, and we're like, should we stay? And, like, we ended up staying, and basically the appetizers were on the house, and she paid for my cousin's drink. My cousin's the only one that got a drink, and she paid for her drink. And I felt really bad. Not really bad. We really were just hungry, and we wanted to go get some food. So we were just going to head out, because it is disrespectful. You feel disrespected when you go to a restaurant and they're taking long to come, you know, take your order. And as Mexicanas, sometimes you really, really do feel like, is it discrimination? Right? So we're like, we're just going to get out of here. Not cause chaos, not be parents, nothing. Just leave. But she was very apologetic. She kept apologizing. I'm like, thank you for apologizing. I'm like, it's okay. And then another lady comes, and she's like, oh, we're so sorry. She's like, that is just unacceptable. And I'm like, it's okay. She apologized.
Okay, yeah.
You came to apologize. She's like, just know that the appetizers are on us, so you order what you want. Drinks are on us. And that was kind of sweet. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, when you said that restaurant, I was like, oh, that just happened to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I just get anxious because I'm like, even like, you know, calling people on the phone, unless it's for work and I have to do it. But like, if I have to like make appointments somewhere, like, no, that's not me.
No, I feel you. Because I definitely feel like my cousins wouldn't upset it because they weren't saying anything. They kept looking at me for me to talk. But yeah, no, I had to turn into that person because most of the time when I go out with people, most of the people I hang out with aren't that person's best friend. They won't speak up. I'm with Sergio. You think Sergio, you know, Sergio looks like this hard ass, right? He's definitely the Jay-Z and I'm the Beyonce.
I'm on the floor.
He stands behind me while I'm like, excuse me, that's not what he ordered.
He's going to be like, I was just going to eat it.
He'll just eat it.
No, I'm glad you're with us because restaurant, if I had to be like, hey, Sergio, can you do that? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, I can't do it. Not me.
You're like, I don't want to do it, Sergio. He's going to be like, I don't want to do it, Edie.
You're supposed to be the guy. I'm just the girl. Rest friend.
It's okay, rest friend. You guys have me.
You and Lo are the same because she also will speak up. And that's what I admire about the both of you. Because not me.
You're like, I'll eat my burrito even though I asked for a torta.
Yes. And I wonder, and it even like sometimes I'd be like, well, do I say something? It's not that bad. Like if somebody gets like my order wrong, like, I don't know, but any fast food place or if I have ordered pizza and like it was the wrong topping, like I'm like, all right, okay, well, cool, whatever. My dad will be like, no. Like my dad will call. He'll be like, I'm never coming here again. Like, but he'll go there again. But he'll be like, I'm never gonna come here again. That like he will fucking flip the mattress over a restaurant. And I'm like, it's not that serious.
Oh.
I guess it depends on situation.
Yes, I was going to say, for me, it definitely depends on situation. I ordered Little Caesars not too long ago. And from Little Caesars, I ate the Italian bread. You know, it doesn't have any sauce.
Yeah.
And I ordered crazy bread, and you need sauce with that. Mm-hmm. They forgot the sauce. And I was pissed, restaurant. Pissed. Because I'm like, how am I going to eat this dry shit now? Mm-hmm. Right? And so I ended up using ranch, which is not the same. But I was pissed.
Yeah, I would have been mad. I was so angry. My brother gets mad at me, too.
Because the crazy bread comes with sauce already, and then I had to order and pay for an extra sauce. One
because...
And you can't give me neither of them, not even the one I paid for. Absolutely not. Unacceptable. I was angry. I called Little Caesars right away. I'm like, I want my money back.
Send me my refund. $3.75.
Yeah, because I'm not a Karen. I wouldn't bother the delivery person. I was upset that Sergio still tipped them without realizing... He didn't realize that my order came with sauce. But I was really mad at him too. But no, I took it out on Little Caesars. I'm like, you guys can't afford giving me my money back.
You know what I'm thinking of? That time we went to that restaurant that took forever, but had great drinks when we were at All Out. I want to say we would go back there again, but when we're not really that hungry.
Exactly.
Like for lunch.
When we're patient.
When we're patient, yeah, because we were getting a little hungry. We're like, what is going on? Like she took our drinks. The drinks took forever. But the drinks were great, and the food took forever, but the food was great. The only thing I didn't like was a churro, and she really upsold that churro. So I was like, this is not a great churro.
I don't think she knew that we're like churro connoisseurs.
We're churro connoisseurs. She didn't know that we knew.
Like, we be buying these from the streets, and they're good.
And the streets. Yes, the lady by the CTA, she just sells them in her little bin. They're delicious.
Oh, there's a lady by CTA that sells churros?
Yeah, right by the orange line. She's been selling them for years. So, like, she sells them $3 for $1. That's a steal. Yup.
Nowadays, $3 for $1. Yep. Baddie. Amazing. I need to go support her.
10 out of 10.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
So we're going to add that to the All Out agenda is to go back there. But like when we're not really hungry. When we have time to cheese me out. Like maybe when everyone gets here the first day, we're all catching up. That's true. Then, yeah.
I think we'll just make sure that we snack at home.
We'll do a little snack. Yeah,
definitely
yeah.
Have a little snack at home. Go to a restaurant and just make sure for sure that we're not super hungry.
Because that food was good.
And we're going to have to order our shots because by the time the food gets there, you're sobering up.
You're sobering up. You're done.
Yeah. But back to
Sting's retirement. You know what? I saw a lot of people getting Sting tattoos. And I want to talk to you about this because I'm going to have a very hard time distinguishing who's from Durango and who's a Sting fan. I don't know if you thought about this.
No, but now that you say that.
Everybody was getting alacranes. Oh, and I'm like, that is, for people who are listening and don't know, the alacran is a scorpion. And everyone was getting scorpions tattooed on them. And in Mexico, where Teddy and I are from, in Durango, that's the animal, right? Like, that is what people think of. Oh, you're from Durango? Like, you have to have some, like, scorpion alacranes, on you, some alacran. There is this woman who's not even from Durango, Diana Reyes, who sings in Spanish. And she's got a tattoo of an alacran on her stomach. And, you know, in Durango, there's, we sell tequila with scorpions in it.
Yeah.
We, you know, women get their French tips with a little mini scorpion, like an animal, like an actual live animal, not live, dead, but like in the nails, like hardcore scorpion there's fanatics, key right? Keychains, yes, Sergio, everything.
Sergio's mom sent me an Asher. That's what you call them, right?
I think
an
so,
ashtray
yeah,
or
yeah.
whatever, ashtray with an alacrán in there.
In there?
Yep.
It's literally what Durango's known for. So yeah. If a Mexican sees an alacrán, they're like, oh, you're from Durango. It just happens. But now, if I see a random person on the street, I'm going to be like, well, are you from Durango or are you a big Sting fan? And, you know, you
the
and
most
I,
Caucasian person.
Yes.
Are you from Durango?
Because you never know. You never know these days,
no,
right?
No, that's so true. I mean, people from Durango are
bienvenidos.
Bienvenidos,
we're getting varieties now. Mm-hmm. Man, that's going to be something that unless they're like really, really white, I'm going to be like, okay, so you're a Sting fan.
Well, wrestling, look at us as wrestling fans. One day, I definitely want a scorpion tattoo because I'm also like a... Oh,
I do want... I want a little scorpion
100%
one too.
100% soy Durango.
People are going to be like, oh, you love Sting? I'm going to be like, actually.
Not that I don't.
Not that I don't.
I respect him. Mm-hmm. But no, this is not what
that's not what
about.
That means. Yeah.
But that's why we do say that he's our padrino.
Mm-hmm. And that he would love to dance a good zapateado. A little zapateado, a little bit of duranguense.
Mr. You have to play an alacrán song one day on the podcast so people know what
the
vibe is.
Oh, my God. So people know what the vibe is.
Well, we're going to be dancing with Sting.
Yeah. He's going to love us. You know what? C2E2 is coming up. He's going to be there, restaurant.
Stop. Do we have to meet Sting?
Oh, my God. Restaurant, maybe we should split a picture.
Let's split a picture. Oh, and meet Sting. And we're going to...
Are we gonna talk? He's
should
gonna,
we tell him that he's that we joke around that he's
gonna,
our godfather?
We're gonna be like, actually, Sting, we just have a little something to tell you. We're from Mexico, and the national animal is the scorpion, and that's what you are. So that's why we always say you're honorary Mexican. You think he would laugh?
I think he would love that to let him know that he's an honorary Mexican mm-hmm. from Durango. Mm-hmm.
That means a lot.
Like, we just have to mention, like, oh, you know where, like, Andrade's from there.
He's going to pull a CM Punk and just going to be like, what?
No, he's going to
what
us twice. No, literally. He's going to be like,
He's going to be like, cool.
Okay.
We got to rethink this.
No, but you know what?
We got to think about all the outcomes.
Well, then he's not cool.
No, I think he would be cool.
No, I think
he'd be very nice.
I heard he's very sweet. So if we tell him that, yeah, if he's an honorary
I know
Mexican friend,
his line is probably going to be long. Because I just realized it. Because I'm like, well, yeah, if it was his last match, like, well, how many appearances is he going to start having?
Well, it depends on the vibe. Mm-hmm. If there's even tickets left, we'll do it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see when the days get closer.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Stay tuned. We'll let you know about our Sting adventures.
Oh, no, I want to do it, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell him he's our padrino and...
He'd love that.
Yeah.
I think he would. All right, let's move on to the next match, which Hangman versus Swerve versus Samoa Joe. Did you think, a better question, who did you think was going to come out champion of this match?
Samoa Joe. I didn't think that there was going to be a title change that night. I especially didn't think they would give it a Hangman.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I just don't feel like they gave him the momentum for it to be Hangman's. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Swerve. I definitely had a huge feeling that it was going to be Samoa Joe.
For me, yeah, same. I thought it was going to be Samoa Joe because I'm like, Swerve and Hangman are just too in each other's business right mm-hmm. now that they're not, like everything else is going to be clouded. Like their vision is just going to be like on each other. They're going to forget about Joe. And that's kind of what happened during the match. Also, Joe just kind of like let them do their own thing mm-hmm. and then just came up and picked up the win. If it wasn't Joe, I thought it was going to be, probably Swerve because I'm like, okay, maybe they would do it because Hangman was champ not too long ago and Swerve still hasn't been champ, so I don't think they'd be like, yeah, put on a Hangman again and then give it to Swerve. But I mean, it literally could have gone either way. I would have seen it make sense if any of those guys won, but I'm glad Joe did. I feel like it's too soon to take that championship off of him.
It definitely would have been too soon. He still hasn't had his huge momentum. He's had great matches, mm-hmm. but he hasn't had his big momentum. I want to see Hangman as champ again, and I do believe that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure we'll know.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I was like, no, I definitely don't think it's going to be Hangman. Would it have been Swerve, though? I honestly had no idea. But no, I'm so glad that it was still, that it's still Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still think he has
a good
what's it called? Like an amount of time to go as champ.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I mean, I don't have any other comments on that.
The match was great. I really enjoyed that match. That was a great match. I mean, when don't these three men deliver, mm-hmm. right? And it was really good. But I think Hangman is so angry right now mm-hmm. that, yeah, all he thinks about is beating the shit out of Swerve.
Well, Fightful talked about how Hangman is set to take a couple days off, like a time off. So I don't know if he's just going to get completely eliminated from the story, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. What if Hangman's not on TV anymore?
Well, that's what Sergio was telling me. Sergio was telling me that there is a rumor that he's probably going to either get written off for a while mm-hmm. and he's going to be out for a while. I mean, that makes me sad. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes the only reason I tune into Dynamite is to watch Hangman. Period. And that's how I watch everything else.
No, period, best friend. That's why I need to start watching NXT because William Regal's son. So I love William Regal. And his name's Charlie. I want to say his name's Charlie Dempsey. Uh-huh. That's his son's name. And, like, that tournament, I hear, has been fantastic. So I'm going to have to go back and watch that. But that's the only reason I'm going to watch NXT. So.
It's because I think we all have our moments where wrestling just, where there's something that's not.
It's not clicking.
Clicking. Mm-hmm. And you're not watching like you do, you know. And then you have those phases where
it's nonstop. It's nonstop. Yeah.
That's all you do. You just want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And right now, that's where I'm at.
Same. It's like, and I'm going to Mania and I still don't know what's going on. I know Cody, which I, best friend, there's a rumor that Downstate, his band, that they're going to play him there.
Like when he comes out?
Yeah. Oh. So I tweeted the band and I'm like, blink twice if you're playing at Mania. And they didn't respond. So I'm guessing they're playing at Mania. So I can confirm it here.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah.
I swear. I know it's going to be huge, yeah. But I swear, Cody better win.
Cody better win, Russ Fenn. I swear to God.
Better
I'm going to throw myself
win.
Off of wherever I am if Cody does Russ not Fenn, win.
Please do not throw yourself.
Mario's going to be there. Lowe's going to be there. They're going to witness it. I'm going to jump and not expect to land anywhere. I'm just going to go for it.
No, Russ Fenn.
Yeah, Russ Fenn.
Please don't traumatize our friends like that.
Well, that's this episode, guys.
Throwing yourself, ending the show with you
throwing myself out.
No, please don't throw yourself, restaurant. But I really do hope Cody wins. And mm-hmm. the fact that you're even going to be there to witness that is iconic.
He's going to be at the Superstore on Thursday, the day that we get there. Mm-hmm. But like tickets to the Superstore are $60 mm-hmm. because they're doing the guy who runs C2E2, mm-hmm. the guy who created C2E2, he's now made it the 5-day festival that it is at WWE. So Cody's going to be there Thursday. So $60 just to get in. And then you still need to pay for Cody's ticket, which you can't see the prices yet because they're not out.
Oh.
So I'm not. No.
No.
No. I don't know.
Well.
Probably not going to meet Cody. And then they announced Rollins on Friday, Rest Friend. I want to meet Cody and Rollins.
Damn. Well, Rest Friend, look. I hope you get to meet Cody. I will cry.
We're going to get to meet him together, restaurant. I don't know when.
I would cry if I met Cody with you.
When he kicked
I mean,
out.
I'll cry when I meet Cody. And if it's with you.
I'll cry again.
We'll cry afterwards Double together. Cry. Yeah, for sure. Like, restaurant, we met Cody.
We just need to message him or tweet him or something.
No, honestly.
I feel like he'd be nice. He'd be like, sure, why not?
Absolutely.
He's like, rest friends? Sure.
He would love us.
And send him that picture that you took with the Bucks. He'd be like, oh, I met the Bucks already and Kenny. I just need you.
Literally.
That's fine. He would do it.
Yeah. I'm going to tell him. I'm like, I knew about your tattoo and I told nobody.
No, literally.
Like, I literally kept that secret.
Literally. And then when I thought he was just cold the whole time, he's like, best friend, he's not cold. Like, best friend, what do you mean? What do you mean?
You really believe Cody was cold?
I really thought he was cold.
Like, he tricked you.
He did.
That's how much you believe in him.
Yep. I was in kayfabe the whole time. Love it.
Best friend, they don't play me. It's like I'm Kobe Bay. Like,
oh,
I'm
Adam Kobe Bay.
You are so bad. I already know the tricks up your sleeve.
He doesn't get one about me. No, sir.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No siree.
Nope.
I know it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to our long episode this week. We talked about wrestling. We talked about Hawaii, Australia, Durango. We were worldwide.
Holy shit.
We were worldwide in the summer. Okay. Period.
Next week, we're going to talk about Italy, Germany.
We're going to talk about London because we still, London. For all out. In. I mean, all in. Yes.
All in.
We're going to see if we have money. So that'll be our next episode. Doing our taxes.
Restaurant, there's so many things going on in 2025. BTS is coming back. So I'm probably going to have to choose between going to London for All In or seeing BTS.
Rest friend. We gotta get our finances together. We'll see this. All right.
No, literally. Maybe we should sell pictures of our feet.
Let's do it.
I'm down. Okay, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you.